Okay, praise God, praise God. So I'm open to prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of your praise, we worship, we glorify your holy name. So we're not here next Wednesday, but the following day after next Wednesday's Thanksgiving, we're going to give thanks today for you and all that you've done for us, Lord. As that song said, thank you, Lord, for sending your son to the cross for us. We thank you. We give thanks to you, Lord, for all you do for us, continue to do for us, all you've done for us in the past. And thank you seems so inadequate for all you've done for us, but we do appreciate and love and glorify your holy name. And Lord, what greater sacrifice to lay down your life for us? And you did it willingly. You did it out of love for us. We thank you very, very much for that in Jesus' name. So we have a little fun tonight. Do things a little different. I do want to start off with, you know these sins, confess now, if not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1 9.
For those who know how to, please reestablish the kingdom of God.
We thank you, Lord, that the will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven in this service. All demons, devils, and evil spirits are bound up, and you cannot affect us in any way, shape, or form. We thank you, Lord, that we continually have on the armor of God, and so we are protected, and the angels of God protect us all the way above us, through the heavens, past the Aaronites, all the way below us, through the core of the earth, and stops at the gates of hell and 360 degrees around us. And our Zoom connection is protected, and our internet and servers, and so that we'll have a good service without any interruptions or challenges in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for protecting our families and everything that pertains to us. And Holy Spirit, we invite you to continually fall fresh upon us, rest upon us, and remain on us with the spirit of
Wisdom and understanding,
wisdom and understanding,
spirit of counsel and
the
might,
spirit of counsel and might,
spirit of knowledge and fear of the
the
Lord,
spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord,
making some quick understanding,
making us of quick understanding,
which means we learn quickly.
which means we learn quickly in Jesus'
In his
name.
name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. You know, Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and with thankfulness in your hearts to God, because as we did tonight, thankful to God in Jesus' name. Hebrews 12:28-29, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. And yes, Lord, we worship you with awe. We have total reverence for you in Jesus' name. Psalm 107:8-9. Let us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. So we do thank you, Lord, for all you do for us in Jesus' name. Psalm 95:2-3. Let us come before you, Lord, with thanks. And shout songs of joy to you, Lord. The Hebrews 13:15. And through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of lips and acknowledge his name. So I'm going to start off with what I'm thankful for. Everybody unmute who wants to give their thanks and what they're thankful for. As we say today of giving thanks and saying thank you. And too often it's a, Lord, I need this, Lord, I need that, Lord, I need this. We all need things. We get that. We're always under challenge of the enemy. But let's tonight just give a thanks to the Lord for everything that He has blessed us with. For example, I'm honored and grateful that I'm pastor of ABC Church. I'm honored and grateful that we have the Awake 633 Ministries. And I'm extremely honored and extremely grateful that on Tuesday is our 30th wedding anniversary for this beautiful woman that I had to chase for so long to get her to marry me. I'm honored that I do have good health. I'm honored I live in the United States. I'm thankful that I live in the United States of America. With all its problems and challenges, it's still the greatest country in the world. And I don't see people leaving, going a lot of other places. I am grateful that we could still come together on a Wednesday night and minister the Word of God. I'm grateful for all my family and all my friends. I'm also grateful for each one of you who comes on Wednesday night to let us minister to you. And I thank you very much for that. Pastor Karen, would you like to say something?
Well, I'm thankful for ABC Church and all that we have received here. We've grown here in the Lord. We've bonded with so many people who are like our family. And I'm thankful for my husband and our 30 years that God has brought us through a lot of things. And we keep getting closer and closer in our marriage. And I'm thankful for the healing that the Lord has given me, and that we have learned to obtain and maintain. I'm thankful for the spiritual warfare that we've learned that is so effective. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to reach out to people and help them also with their relationship with God and overcome. And most of all, I'm thankful for being a part of the family of God and knowing that our Bible is true. And that regardless what happens in this world, that Jesus will always be with us until the end of the age, and that his word is everything that we need and his anointing. And he always has divine provision and protection for us. And that is comforting. And those are a few of the thankful things that I have for my blood relative family and my spiritual relative family.
There you go. Great. Okay. Praise the Lord. So if you can unmute yourself, you'll put something in the chat, please do. If not, raise your hand and let us know who would like to go next, please. Okay. Josephine, please unmute yourself.
Wow, there's so much for me to be thankful for. I mean, God is just so good to me. And I'm just so thankful that he never gave up on me. I'm thankful that he chased me the way he chased me, and that he loved me when I was unlovable, and that he saw in me what I couldn't even begin to see in myself, and didn't stop loving me and loving up on me until I was able to see in me what he saw in me. For that, I am so ever thankful. I am thankful for my family. for my new grand sugar. I'm thankful for growth, for his peace. I'm thankful for this new family that he has given me with Awake 633 years and just stretching me in the way that he is stretching me. Wow. I'm just thankful that he calls me daughter. That he calls me daughter, yeah. That I can come to him as my daddy. And that he is there for me. I'm just thankful that despite what's going on, I'm going to be okay. Because that's his guarantee to me. And that's just a few things.
Amen. Hallelujah. Those are wonderful. Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who would like to go next? Annie, go ahead. You got to mute yourself, please.
I'm grateful for, Jesus and what he did for me at the cross. I can't even imagine the pain that he went through so that I don't have to go through pain. I'm grateful for ABC and all the pastors there, and you guys, Apostle Joshua, Pastor Sarah, Pastor Matthew, Pastor Michael, Auntie Gwen, Deborah, and I'm really, really grateful for Awake 633 because it's helped me become a lot stronger in my authority, and I'm grateful for, of course, my husband and my family and our new home. And Charlie had stepped away, but he said that he was grateful for me and everything that God brought him through with the wreck, and most of all for Jesus Christ and his salvation.
Excellent. Thank you very
Amen.
Much.
Amen. That's beautiful. Thanks for sharing.
Okay, Sharon Craig.
Thank you. I just thank God for being such a gracious and loving father. I had a good father too, but he was called my daddy here on earth. But it's just sometimes you, can't believe that we're just new people in Christ Jesus, you know, and what he went through for us and how much he loves us and all of our families. And I just thank him every day, every night. And the Holy Spirit seems to always show up every time we ask, Holy Spirit, can you help me do this or this? Or do you know where this is? Or can you please bring this to my remembrance? And he's always there. It's just a wonderful life. And I thank you for our ABC family. There's nobody like them. They're just incredibly wonderful. And we are so blessed to have you all. And we thank you. And we thank Jesus. And we thank Holy Spirit and Father God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's excellent. Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah, thank you, Sharon.
Okay. Who else would like to say something? Shyness is not allowed. Deborah says she's grateful for the years she has taught classes and all students that she's had an influence on. Excellent. Okay, Shannon, please unmute yourself.
Okay, I have quite a bit here. While I have it on my mind real quick, I really want to be thankful for what Deborah said just now, because it's kind of funny because I did I was on a little trip and I couldn't do like some of the Wake 633 stuff, but because I had to be quiet, I couldn't speak out. But I was listening to Healing School too, and Deborah, she broke it off. I mean, that's how the best I can explain it. The anointing and all I got from it was just like a different level in my life. I mean, all of it, I get a lot of it from everyone. I mean, I just, maybe it was timing. It was definitely God. His presence was just really there for me, and it comforted me. And just, so when you made that comment right now, you make a huge impact. All of you make a huge impact. I get so much from you and all the effort that you guys all put in and the time. I've never seen really anything like this in a church. I've gone to church and this is a whole different thing. And what's so different about this is that I was teaching this today in group, and I went around with the clients and we did this and we really got specific. So I really like to get specific of why this is so, why this means so much to me, because I just feel like it generates a little bit more inside my emotional, like, I want you to feel kind of what I'm feeling. And this first and foremost would have never, ever happened if my sister Annie, she's now my sister Annie, as well as all of you, I would not even be here if she didn't take, like, she didn't take that step, you know, to be bold, and especially through my mom, you know, and to say like, hey, she really needs this. Like, if she didn't take that step, I wouldn't be here. And I just hope you guys can all know how important you are to me. I don't take it for granted. I think about this on a day-to-day basis, not just in, you know, November. I try to do it as a practice before I go to bed. And I just want to now, I want to actually teach. I want to teach. Eventually, I see myself teaching others and sharing this with others. And I've already started. So anyway, I can go on for the whole session. Here we go. On my gratitude with God. And yeah, I love you all. I really love you all. I can honestly say that you're family to me. And I appreciate you all and the time you take for us.
Well, thank you very much. And we're all a family. That's very, very special about that. Thank you, Shannon. Denise, please go ahead. Unmute yourself.
Thank you, Shannon. That was very special.
Okay. First and foremost, I'd like to thank God. I owe him my life and everything. Without him, I am nothing. I also like to thank my very dear friend, Carol, who has introduced me to my wonderful second family, or I'd say, yes, my second family, because I have my biological family and I have her family. And now I have the family of ABC. Pastor Karen and Pastor James, I am so thankful for you. And I appreciate all that you've done, all the spiritual guidance and counseling. You guys have helped me to stretch my spiritual wings and help me to step outside of my spiritual comfort zone and step out of fear into fierceness in the Lord. And I thank Apostle Joshua, Pastor Sarah, and all the ABC family. Awake 633, I just love you all, and I am thankful for each and every one of you.
Well, you're very welcome. We love you all very much, and thank you for that kind comments. We're honored to be here to serve. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, who else would like to say something?
Thank you, Denise. That was a great question.
Thank you, Pastor Matthew.
These last couple of years have been very challenging, but in the midst of it, I am so grateful for God and his faithfulness. He, well, every morning I have a time with him. It's not a time to ask him for things. It's a time to spend with him and to hear what he has to say to me.
Right.
And as I go back through and look at what he has said, because I always write it down, I'm just amazed at how he has led me and guided me and, you know, told me some things that were coming up and gave me scriptures that I didn't even know I needed until later on. And I mean, he's just been so faithful to walk me through it. And this year, I'm especially grateful that I had 10 wonderful years with my wife and the love of my life. And I am so thankful for him bringing her into my life and all the ways that she impacted my life so positively. And I'm just really grateful. I'm grateful for being part of a loving, caring family of ABC, as well as my biological family and family by marriage. I'm grateful that my son-in-law and his family with two grandkids and a third one on the way. It's just wonderful to be a part of that. And I'm grateful that he has accepted me even more into his fold, into his family. Because it's easy sometimes, you know, you know, because Penny and I were married later in life, and I really didn't have, you know, any relationship with David before Penny or anything. And so I just appreciate that he has taken me into his family, and it's been a blessing. So,
oh, that's beautiful.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for that wonderful comments. And I have to say this, Pastor Matthew, you can show how much a man of God you are by the way you've handled the last 2 years and the challenge you went through. And I don't think an average person that didn't have God in their life could have done anywhere near as well as you have. And we give you a lot of credit for your diligent support and everything that you've done there in your situation. And we love Penny. She was a wonderful lady. Is a wonderful lady. She's still in heaven now, but she's a wonderful lady. And we were very glad to see how much she impacted you and brought joy into your life those 10 years.
And you brought joy to her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're a beautiful couple.
All right, God bless you. All right, Nick.
And we love you, Jerly.
Yes, we do. Okay, Nick, you want to mute yourself?
Peter had his hand up before me.
Oh,
He may need to take a break and come back.
Okay. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Good. It's so funny. This is so timely. I sometimes sit up and think and say, what did I do to deserve to be a part of ABC? And how did this
I love it.
Work out in the way that it worked out? And I'm just incredibly thankful for every single interaction I have under the umbrella of ABC. I mean, from your guidance and your pastorship, Pastor James and Pastor Karen, I mean, Pastor Matthew, everybody on the staff, it's been, of course, life-changing. I think many folks would agree with that. You know, I really think about and am thankful for the practical knowledge, the things that I can do day-to-day basis to make sure that, you know, I'm, you know, practicing forgiveness or remaining in the kingdom of God or staying under grace. Like, there's just so many different examples I can think of that are so beneficial for us, you know, trying to be here and be alive and remain. But also, of course, while we're living here, allowing us to prosper. So that wisdom and that knowledge is just priceless. There's no price we can put on that. And so I'm thankful that I'm literally associated with all of you. So, you know, I really, really appreciate all the work you all do. It is totally calling work. And we know that there's long hours, early mornings that you all put in. So I'm just grateful and thankful that you know, I get to receive on that end and be a part of this. So that's one piece of it. And on a lighter note, I'm thankful that my sister moved to New York here for a while. So I get to
Hey. Yeah, outside. That's nice.
We haven't lived in the same house for over 10 years. So it's been good to kind of catch up with that. So yeah, those are some of the main things.
Well, thank you for that wonderful comment. Give Faith our best, by the way.
And, absolutely. Yeah.
She is a wonderful young lady too. And we're honored to be with you here. And it's great to see you grab hold of things and take things the way you do and to follow the leading of the Lord. And your disciplines and your faith and your determination are second to none. And it's very encouraging to see younger people getting a hold of this way you are, in Jesus' name.
Okay. Yeah.
And
that's wonderful what you said, and we appreciate it and appreciate you. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, y'all.
Okay, Peter, are you ready to share?
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
I am so glad for God. He's been with me from, well, I guess really from the time I was born. I was probably 5 years old when I received Jesus as my Savior.
Wow.
Wow.
My mother's urging and teaching. When I was 3 years old, my mother and a kid brother and I had gone from Reading down to Pleasanton, 120 miles or so, to visit with my grandparents. My dad had to stay home and take care of the nursery, the watering and weeding and sell plants and all that. But he had wrote a letter to me telling me that he thought I was not too young to come and give my heart to Jesus.
Wow.
I wasn't ready at the time. My mother read it to me as we were there in Pleasanton because my birthday occurred while I was there. And I wasn't ready yet. Didn't know it enough to be ready yet, but knew that I wanted to sometime. And that's the kind of man my father was, the kind of mother my mother was. They were all out for God and taught me and my brothers righteousness. I've been privileged to be in good churches all of my life, several times increasing, midlife. The woman I loved and had my four wonderful children with decided she didn't love me anymore. So I moved from Nazarene Church to Four Square Church, the church on the way specifically, and grew more. And then I came into a connection with James and Karen Mays because I felt like God was moving me toward a healing ministry. And after I retired, I called a friend who didn't, I thought was part of the healing rooms. Turned out he wasn't, but he knew an older lady who was. And she put me in touch with Pastor James and Karen in turn. And so I served with them in healing rooms for, I don't remember how many years. It was a wonderful time. And got acquainted with Annie, by the way, during that time. Then they helped me move spiritually out to ABC. We'd been going to church in locally and enjoyed it, but God wanted me at ABC, and I'm so glad that he took me there, that James and Karen invited me to come, urged me to come. Well, it started with healing school. That was how I got acquainted really with ABC was through Healing School and meeting the pastor, now Apostle Joshua, and Pastor Sarah, as well as knowing Pastors James and Karen. And then I had the privilege of working at both of their homes, some of it overlapping the same period of time, some of it different time. That gave me additional exposure to Pastors James and Karen personally for mentoring and guiding, to Pastor Joshua personally for mentoring and guiding, encouraging. And I am so glad, so glad. And I'm glad for Awake 633. For a couple of years, God had been on me to start spending an hour a day in praying in tongues. Well, I was spending 10 minutes, maybe a long time would be 15 minutes, rarely 20 minutes. And then you started the group in praying an hour in tongues. I said, I can't do that. And the first day you started it, I didn't attend. That was a Monday. On a Tuesday, well, I'll try this out. I'll see if I can do it. I was able to do it. And I've hardly missed a day since. And it is so wonderful, so wonderful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Pastor James and Karen. Pastor Matthew, thank you for your teaching. Thank you, Deborah, for your teaching. And all the connections that I've made along the way that have drawn me closer and closer and closer to God. I thank God for my wife. Some of you know she's been physically challenged for a year and a half, 2 years, not been able to do much. Tonight she made dinner for us.
There you go. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
His prayers are working.
Yes.
You know, Peter, it's wonderful. We're very grateful that you've been with us all these years. Mm-hmm. We do consider you a friend, mm-hmm. as well as just a person who is in our ministry. We're honored to be able to minister in your life so much, in Darlene's life so much, and to pray through your challenges with you. And we thank you for all the service you've given us all these years. Gosh, it's been 2005 or six, you came to the healing rooms and something like that. We were open in 2003. You came a couple of years after that. You've been diligent. Your servant's heart has shown all the time. Your humbleness of everything that you do has been fantastic. And we're grateful to have you on our team very much. Thank you, Peter.
Amen.
Careful you don't give me the big head.
I don't think it's possible you get a big head.
Thank you for sharing, Peter. That means a lot to us. Yeah. And you've been with us for so many years. I think it was like 7 years at the healing rooms. And many of you don't know, we had some very late nights. We'd go in and set up and clean up. And by the time we were done with everything, 1 o'clock in the morning, Peter was still helping us to put the chairs away and everything. Every Friday night for 7 years. Mm-hmm. We had it for 10 years, but he joined us 3 years after we had started. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Annie came in, and her parents and Susan, and we're grateful that you were led by the Lord to follow us out here and still be part of our lives and join with our ABC family, who we love dearly. Each one of you are so special. Life would not be the same without each of you. I love every one of you so much. And of course, our spiritual daughters, and Charlie's like a spiritual son now. And each one of you are so special and unique, and you add value to our lives. So we're honored to serve you. We love you dearly. We thank God for each and every one of you. And we want to see your families come alongside of you. So that's why we do what we do and sacrifice all that we do, because we want everybody to make it. Amen.
Amen.
Anyway, thanks for sharing,
Thank you.
Peter.
Anybody else? Okay, let's go on to communion then. Let's see, it's Sharon and Pastor Matthew tonight for communion. We're right in the Unaware Sins prayer, so let's go straight into it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, let me hold on. I'm going to mute everybody except for you two. Sharon Crane, right?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. All right, Pastor Matthew.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we've been thankful for all that you've been doing in our lives. Father, we are especially thankful for what you did for us as you provided Jesus. For you so loved us, so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. And we thank you that for leading us and guiding us and drawing us to you so that we believed in you, we received you, and we've been following you. We thank you, Father, that Jesus so willingly gave himself for us. His body was broken for us. His blood was shed for us. And we thank you that as we come to this communion table, we are celebrating what Jesus has done for us and living in the reality of that. Thank you, Father, that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take it and eat it in remembrance of me." And we do remember what Jesus did as he then gave his body as he bore in his body sickness and pain and diseases and infirmity, even sorrow and grief. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, the things that take peace away from us, so that physically and emotionally and spiritually, he bore all of that in himself for us to set us free. And so we gratefully take now this broken body, proclaiming that we have been healed and set free in Jesus' mighty name. Let's just say that as we take his broken body, that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
In the same way, after supper, Jesus also took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant established by my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And because the life is in the blood, as we drink this blood of Jesus, the life of God in the blood floods every cell, organ, system, function, tissue, gland, every nerve, every artery, every vein, and all the empty spaces in our bodies and heads, driving out all demons, devils, evil spirits, sickness, diseases, and infirmities from us, every harmful negative side effects. We declare we've been set free by the blood of Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve. And he has washed away every one of our sins, past, present, and future, into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again. And with his precious life blood, he washed us white as snow and white as wool. And as you hung on that tree, Lord Jesus, you became a curse for us and broke the law of sin and death over us. Lord Jesus, you gifted us with your righteousness. When we first believed upon you, you reconciled us to our Father, to you, and to Holy Spirit. And we declare, as it is written, he or she whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you for the new and everlasting covenant. In Jesus' name, we agree, believe, and receive, and we partake now of this cup of Zoe life into our bodies in loving remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What a wonderful prayer both of you did. Appreciate it. Let's do our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I just want to thank all of the ABC staff and, of course, all of our teachers and Apostle Joshua, Pastora Sarah, Pastor Matthew, Evangelist Deborah, and Annie and Susan are also on our staff. They're Annie's our pastor's ministry assistant, and she has done so much and sacrificed a lot of her time to volunteer. And we're so thankful for all that you do, Annie, and for Susan being the leader of the prayer team and doing an excellent job. And Susan has gone through a lot of challenges in her personal life. But, you know, she's such a trooper to want to serve God, to still be there to pray for people after service and to be there for the prayer team. And Pastor Michael doesn't say very much, but he has been with ABC for many, many years and done so many things for this ministry and this church. We're grateful for everything that he's done, and we're thankful for him and his friendship. And Gwen, she is just amazing, all the things that she does for the church and ministry, and what she does behind the scenes as well, especially for Awake 633. She and Annie are always there very diligently in the mornings. And we couldn't have a successful church or ministry without every single one of you. And may your rewards be great for everyone that has received ministry, everyone that has received the Lord, everyone that has gotten healed and been set free and is able to overcome challenges. The staff receives the credit for all that, because Pastor James, what did you say about a battle? How many service people
in the military, for every one man or woman in the front lines, there's 37 behind them in support, be it logistics, be it supply, be it intelligence, all the way back. So there's a whole, it's not just the people in front lines. Everybody has to make sure it all works together to make sure that people work. So we thank you all for your support.
Amen.
We wouldn't be here without you. And
amen.
Just really appreciate y'all.
Deborah doesn't say a lot here, but man, she is one of the, you know, as Dean Matthew can say what an amazing teacher she is. But each one of our teachers, it has been described by other people as some of the best teachers they've heard in the body of Christ. And that is so true. And, you know, the insights that each of our teachers have, that's what, the rotation is really, I think, a blessing to get that fresh perspective. And I learn from so many of them. And I'm just excited every time that they teach. It's amazing. And so we work as a team, and we're excited about each one of you as you go out. Like Shannon said, she's already teaching her friends what she's learning. And it's exciting. That's the whole thing of discipleship. To turn around and bless others with what you've been blessed with. And so anyway, we just thank all of you. And it's amazing how far we've come. And we're already at the end of another year, almost, and starting a fresh new season. But I am believing God, as he told us this morning in a prophecy, that it is time for the harvest, and it's going to be a bumper crop, and that what you have sown in prayers, you will now reap those rewards. And everything that was challenging before, he is just making everything come into fruition. And so I'm excited about that, and to see it in each and every one of your lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, so Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, praise us. We glorify your holy name. We thank you for this wonderful day today. We think of it as a wonderful week next weekend when they're off on Wednesday night. They get to go with friends and family and just celebrate Thanksgiving Day and honor you with all their thanks, love, in Jesus' name. We're so grateful to you, Lord. As the people poured their hearts out, even those who didn't speak, Lord, we can speak for them, and they thank you too. And we know that we're a very unique group. We're a small group, but we're powerful in the Lord. And we love you, praise you, worship you, and glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless everybody here. Have a wonderful, fantastic week. See you in 2 weeks from tonight. In Jesus' name.
And a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
That there will be a unity and a love at this Thanksgiving time that we've never seen before, to a greater degree. And I thank you, Lord, for wonderful testimonies of family reconciliations and those that don't need a reconciliation, just a greater bonding and closeness. And God's taking that up another notch. And so we just praise you, Lord, for safety for everybody, anyone that's traveling especially, and to get home safely and to keep us all without any challenges throughout the holidays, in Jesus' name. So we won't see you next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. Who's got the communion assignment for that Wednesday after? Do you remember?
Yeah.
So that date is, so the 27th we have off.
So December 4th. That's Peter and Denise on December 4th.
Okay, Peter and Denise on December 4th. Okay. Have communion. Great. That'll be wonderful.
God bless.
Okay, God bless.